everything you thought that was horrible about today's trial, today's testimony, which I call as the skank tanks, was true. It was beyond horrid. Stormy Daniels, Dusty Saddles. Question number one, what the hell was that about? What did Alvin Bragg and Colangelo and the FBI and the DOJ and all of the people who were there from Washington to cinch this conviction, what were they possibly thinking? What could possibly have been their goal? This is a business documents fraud case. What the does have to do with anything? Whether he spanked her with a rolled up magazine, whether he was wearing pajamas, whether he was, the nonsense, by the way, there's seven men, five women. I hope the women can see through this because men are stupid, which very frankly, President Trump was by hooking up with this trollop. She's a hooker. I don't know what you want to call it. She's an exotic dancer, a porn skank. She's a trollop, a meretrix, a virago, a slattern, a harpy, a shrew, a malkin, a grimalkin. Name it. We've got words for this. She's a woman who will sell her body and her soul and her face and her image and everything for this. No, not money. This. What is it that they were supposed to have thought by virtue of this testimony? What in the name of God does this have to do with anything? Does this judge not have any control over anything? Anything? Is this the deal? And one of the reasons why he's against a mistrial is he's not going to give this chance up. No, no, no. I wouldn't be surprised if they said, hey, listen, Mershon, play your cards right. Get this guy convicted. Send him away to jail. And you can say federal judge or governor or court of appeals or whatever. Play it right, my friend. This man lives and breathes the Democratic machine, his daughter, him, the whole bit. This is his chance to get Trump, and nobody's going to take it from him. The rules of evidence and due process be damned. Damn it, he is going down, and nobody's going to snatch this case away from him. Nobody. Even though it is so horrible, so irrelevant. This is a documents case. A documents case. I'm handing you is what marked as State's Exhibit Number 1 for identification. Do you recognize this? Ms. Daniels or whatever your name is? Yes, I do. What is that? That was the non-disclosure agreement. Thank you. Have a nice day. That's it. That's the case. We don't know why. We don't care what was behind it. We don't care the reason for it. We don't care what his schwanz looks like. We don't care whether you look through his dop kit and found gold tweezers. Who the hell cares about this? And this story from this Bultana, who spent her whole life, she has been with more men. I'm assuming maybe she's polyamorous or non-binary. I don't care. When she probably did a cactus for it. I don't care. That's not the point. The point is, this is a woman who basically has spent thousands, I don't know how many men she's been through, but each of those men have had other partners. And you know what they say? You have sex with not only the person you're having sex with, but everybody they've had sex with and everybody they've had sex with. And if that's true, then old Dusty Saddles has basically stooped the entire state of Indiana. And yet on this night, when she shows up at a hotel, worried, timorous, afraid, I can't believe I did. What do you think this was about? I don't want to pull a Weinstein defense, but what do you think this was about? And the reason why I bring this up is the jurors, normally, I would hope, would be able to say, look, we're not going to let this get in the way because we're here specifically to deal with the documents case, and the documents case is the only case that we're... No! That's not what they do. They use this to weigh credibility. And if at least one of those jurors, at least one says, screw this, I went in there hating Trump and now I end up hating this one. How dare you waste my time? I know what you're doing, Mershon, and I know what you're doing. You're trying to load up the bases with stuff that doesn't even matter. Do you think I can be, do you think I'm that susceptible to being, to violating my oath as a juror? Now, let me explain a couple of things. There's some rudimentary facts, some rudimentary things here that I want to bring to your attention. First and foremost, we're looking at why a mistrial was not granted. I will never know. A mistrial means that they stop it. It's not an acquittal. They say, excuse me, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, have a nice day. You are excused. And then they turn it back to the prosecutor and they say, we're going to do it from square one. From square one. What do you say? You got it? You start all over again. Oh, and by the way, Mershon, you're not the new judge. Have a nice day. Goes back into the rotation and it's the way it should be. Knowing this place, it'll go right back to him. But he says, oh, no, 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 no. Nothing's getting in the way of this. I'm taking this case all the way. This is my ticket. Do you get this? Now, normally, evidence has to be relevant. Relevant means that evidence which has the tendency in logic to prove or disprove a material issue in fact. Material. Material means it has a bearing on the case. So relevance is here, but subsumed in that is it has a bearing on the case. This is materiality. Okay? So, if for some reason sexual encounters had a bearing on the case, were material to this, then relevant evidence might be what you did, what you saw, whether he wore a condom. Can you believe that? He didn't wear a condom? No. Did you object? No. Oh, I forgot. You're a slattern. You're a porn star. Excuse me. Now you're worried about safe sex? Now? What? Are you? Anyway. So if that were material, if it had a bearing on the case, then the relevant evidence would be that. But it's not material. So we don't even ask whether the testimony elicited, or losing it, was in fact relevant. But here's the best part. Under all of the rules of evidence, 403, based on the federal rules, evidence can be excluded, even if it's relevant, if it's probative value, the value of that which it proves, runs or is outweighed by the risk of unfair prejudice, confusing the issues, misleading the jury. That's my favorite. That's our goal, is to mislead the jury. Undue delay, wasting time, needless presenting, cumulative evidence. That's the 403. Meaning, it may be, quote, relevant. It may have something. But this is prejudicial. And it's completely within the jurisdiction. It's completely within the discretion of the judge. And if there was any other judge, and the best part is, he doesn't even have to do this. He doesn't have to let this crap in because they're going to find him guilty. This is a cut and dry case. Oh, I know it's complete and total bullshit how they bootstrap this thing because Trump may have listed whether this particular item paid to Michael Cohen, was that a compensation or a remuneration or a payment for legal fees? Was it a reimbursement for legal fees? Was it legal fees that were really based upon the idea of it benefiting campaign status by hiding this from the voters? Or was it hiding it from Melania? It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Non-disclosure agreements are legal. Silent green on people. NDAs are legal. Hush money is legal. It's done all the time. It's done all the time. You know that ABC exec who was given the boot? Yeah, when she filed her, or they made whatever the her exit deal was, I'll bet you anything there was a non-disparagement clause in it. Oops, a non-disparagement or an NDA clause. Absolutely. Do not talk about things you've learned. Do not talk about internal evidence information. Do not disparage us. It's done all the time. It's done all the time. And what I'm telling you again is, Mershon, I don't know if he's just getting his jollies off in this, or he figured, I'm going to go for the... I'm going to do everything I can to ruin him. Because I got that... I have no evidence of this, but I wouldn't be surprised. But a federal judge. This is my chance. I'm tired of this ridiculous 100 Sutter Street. Give me a federal, Right around the corner is the federal permanent. Lifetime tenure, I've got all the qualities. He's a good jurist. He's not a slouch. But anybody else would have said, absolutely not. This is ridiculous. Any other judge would say, what are you doing? Now, I don't know. I'm not there. But I guarantee you, his lawyers are not objecting enough. I would be objecting to the point where they'd have to throw me in jail and say, what are you doing? Now, they knew this. They have a witness list. Were there motions in limine before? I don't know. Did they? I don't know. But I'm telling you that the skank tanks because his lawyer, whose name I don't want to risk mispronouncing, his lawyer started through a woman and just let her have it. And Stormy can't handle this. No matter the assistant principal glasses or whatever she's trying to do, remember. Well, I would have loved to have said, Ms. Daniels, is that your name? So your real name is Stephanie Lipschitz, is it not? Okay. Can we go with some of your finer works? Starring in Shaving Ryan's Privates, was that one? And how about Ballbuster Bingo 1, 2, and 3? Were you a part of Shaved Asian Babes? The remake. I'm not done yet, Your Honor. I want to make sure I got your IMDb porn version. Were you in... I didn't know. The best part of her testimony is she says, first I turned him down. And then I talked to my business people and they go, it might help you out. Okay. She wants to go on The Apprentice. She knew exactly what she was doing. Ladies and gentlemen, please. She's a porn star. AKA, she's a hooker. She has money for sex. She's a hooker. Sex worker, prostitute, botana, what, courtesan, trollop. I don't know what you want to call it. Whatever you want to do. And she's actually, do you think the women in there said, for the love of God, did she cover her tats up? Did she do that? Did she show her? I mean, this, oh God. We're going to be talking more about this. Now, let me leave you with this. Sounds good what I said, right? Feel good about that? All you Trumpers out there, doesn't mean anything if the jury says, I don't care. If the jury does its job and say, that was pretty, whatever, I don't even care about it. It's the documents case. The documents case, as crazy as it sounds, they're going to convict them of the documents case. Now, in the meantime, we knew this. Stormy Daniels, who always... She's got to get Avenatti. Basically, she had to pay Trump after the defamation fell through. She was on every show there was. Morning, Good Morning, Dubuque, and Zoos, and The View, and this. I mean, this woman milked this thing dry. Her whole thing is nothing but milking things dry. You know what I mean? Milking them dry. Sucking the life out of everything. Making sure there's not one molecule left of anything of substance. And what's funny is, what does she do? She signs an NDA. She doesn't care. Just give me the money. Give me the money. Show me the money. Come on, my friends. Do me a favor. I need you right now to like this video. I know people, I at least wait to the end. You got to like this video. Subscribe to my channel. Subscribe! And make sure you hit that little bell so you're notified of new videos and the like. And whatever you do, dear friends, I ask, beseech, implore, and I beg you to comment as you see fit.